T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Corner of Broadway and Battery. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
The show's officially cooking. Everyone who was on hold waited to continue to talk about the Warriors last night. They were very good, punched their ticket right to their fifth straight NBA Finals. 888-957-9570. Ray Ratto in today as well. We're going to be doing a little Tuesday trifecta at the bottom of the hour. I want to remind you that starting Thursday at 7, 11, 2, and 5 o'clock, we're going to be announcing a name, and that person will have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call and qualify for a pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals and an autographed Warriors jersey, but you must be registered to qualify. How do you do that? Well, for complete details and to register, do it now. Don't wait. Don't wait till Thursday. Don't wait. Do it now. Get it done with, because that is who we are going to be picking from. We asked you to register for years for so many things. You're like, why am I doing that? What good does that do for me? Well, by registering at 957thegame.com, you are automatically qualified to hear your name, maybe called next week at the times I've been talking about, to win tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. If that's something you might be interested in, this will take officially a minute of your time. Would you invest a minute of your free time to possibly win tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals? The answer is yes, Damon, I would do that. So go do that at 957thegame.com. And for verified finals tickets, you can go to warriors.com. Of course, basketball here on The Game is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Visit Friedman's Appliance, a magnificent 25,000-square-foot showroom. And for more, you can go to friedmansappliance.com. 888-957-9570. Last night, Alphonso McKinney was even getting questions from reporters, and he was coming across with a whole bunch of confidence.
Oh, man, I tell people all the time, like, I never think, like, we're going to lose until it actually happens. So, you know, us being down 20, you know, that's like a three-minute stretch, you know, for the guys on our team. You know, with Steph getting hot, Clay getting hot, you know, those guys can turn it around real fast, and, like I said, you know, we got a bunch of other guys that can come in and, you know, help take pressure off those guys and make plays for them and, you know, just make plays for others as well. And, you know, this entire series, you know, I think that was on full display.
I mean, he's caught the gospel. That is, if Steve Kerr could have answered that question, that's how he would have answered it.
No, they all get it. I mean, that's the thing, is they all get it. And part of that is because it's drilled into their heads, and part of it's because they listen when it's drilled into their heads.
Draymond Green.
We know we can cover 17 points in a matter of 3-4 minutes. And so we always try to keep that mindset that we're never out of the game, and we just need to make solid plays. It definitely helps to have number 30 who, you know, they go up 17 and he hits a three. You know, it just kind of puts them back on their heels, and it shifts the momentum for us. You know, we just really understand what we're capable of on both sides of the basketball, and, you know, we're never out of the fight. And that's just always our mindset.
Klay Thompson wanting to give compliments so badly, he got tongue-tied talking about Draymond Green.
I mean, yep, 14-11. That's a few steals and a couple blocks. It's unbelievable. That's a stat sheet stuffer for you right there. And we're going to need him to play with this kind of moxie and do around all around game this next round, because the challenge we face is pretty big, especially starting the series on the road.
The fact that Clay uses the word moxie is worth one full extra bonus point with me every time.
He's actually about 63 years old.
He really is. He's reading papers. Oh, we need to put some bifocals on him, get him a rocking chair, and he'll be all set.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's not far from going by cracky.
Cooper, San Jose. Cooper, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I just want to make a couple points here. You know, I'm kind of tired of all the people who are trying to, you know, pick this team apart and, you know, and separate KD from the rest of the Warriors, or pit KD against the rest of the Warriors and the Warriors against KD. You know, have people forgotten, you know, who he is? He's Kevin Durant. And, you know, last I checked, you know, he's a Warrior. And
Kevin Durant.
We may never, ever see this type of talent, collection of talent, ever again in NBA history or in our lifetime. And, you know, we should just sit back and enjoy this ride while we can. And, you know, one more last point is that...
Thank you very much, Cooper. Appreciate it.
Maybe that's how they enjoy it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing is, you know, Durant's existence allows people to argue about something that isn't very conducive to arguing. And, you know, I'm not a big proponent of arguing, but some people like it. So the Warriors once again provide even when you think they're not providing.
Little note here from Albie. You might not know this, Ray, but baseball season's actually also underway. I mean, I know we haven't really turned our attention to it once yet since the season got underway. We're actually around the quarter pole, so we're deep into the season, believe it or not. Steven Vogt will be the 60th Giant player to play in left field since the start of the 2006 season. That was the first without Barry Bonds, or the 2008 season. So I need bifocals. Steven Vogt in left. Your thoughts?
I think he'll be on par with most of the other 59.
A Connor Joe-level sensation?
He'll be better than Connor Joe.
Thank you. AJ San Francisco. Hello, AJ.
Hey.
AJ, turn that radio down and talk to me, man.
All right. Hey, Damian. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing, man?
We're well.
Good, good. Love your show. Ray, I just want to point out you made a very good point about this culture and this area. 7 years is a long time to them. You know, I'm a longtime Warrior fan, and I just want the new fans and the old fans to really suck this in and embrace what they're going through and seeing right now with these Warriors and this team is capable of doing and have put together. You know, I've been around for a long time. Al Addles, Don Nelson, St. James. I can go on and on. First round picks. And to have a team to bring us to the dynasty level that we're on right now, people ought to just get it together, man, and embrace this. You know, they can tell their fans or their family 50 years from now, I was there. I actually was a part of that, and I know what they're talking about. It's so hard to get teams and coaches and owners to be at the level the Warriors are now. They ought to respect it and try not to have Stephen against Clay, Draymond against Stephen, Durant against Draymond. They got to play together, man. This is unbelievable what
AJ,
we are witnessing right
AJ,
now.
I
just want to say go Warriors, and I love you guys' show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. The show loves you right back. The Warriors were, as a franchise, under the Chris Cohan days, were as lost in the woods as any team in the sport that they've chosen to play could be lost in the woods. Like, I read at one point that their statistical chance of missing the playoffs 16 consecutive seasons in a row drifted into the hundreds of millions. Like, that's how absurd it really was, the Warrior playoff futility that really defined this franchise. And it was to the point where I came back to the Bay in October of 2005, Ray. And in October of 2005, if you walked up to me and said, you know what? They're going to, before 2020, win one NBA championship, I would have hung up on you. I would have laughed at you. It's impossible. The Golden State Warriors are basically the Atlanta Hawks. You can file them under never gonna win it, not never, and pretty much be comfortable with that bet till the day you die. And here we are, five in a row. I mean, it's absurd for anyone to do it, but it's extra absurd that it's the Warriors that have done it.
Well, although it was probably absurd that the Bulls did 6-8, given what they had done before then, too.
Sure.
the Celtics, you know, did it at the beginning of basketball, so they don't really count. The Lakers run, I mean, that was part of a just sort of a six-decade run of excellence. This is the most extreme turnaround. And it took them, and people forget this, it took them 3 years just to become respectable after a long series of awful basketball, where no matter what draft pick they made, it was going to be the wrong one. No matter what trade they made, it was going to work out against them. They were the epitome of bad luck, bad planning, and bad thinking.
So much has changed. Right now, they're the polar opposite of pretty much all that. Ronnie in San Mateo. Hello, Ronnie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I just want to start it off by saying that I'm so lucky to be a Warriors fan. In the last, you know, 5-6 years has been amazing. As a bigger football fan, I probably wish that it was the Niners doing this more than the Warriors. But anyway, I just want to say that I think that, you know, from my perspective, and I think a lot of Warriors fans, it's not necessarily a thing on hating on anybody or anything like that, but it's like, you know, sports are storylines. And the reason that we're not talking about Curry in this sense is because he never did say he wanted to leave. He's said the opposite. And I'm not saying that Kevin said he wanted to leave, but just the story that's out there creating that creates in us Warrior fans just kind of like, okay, well, you know, what is the Warriors? And then we hear all these outside people talking, and bringing it to your example on the girlfriend, it's not like, at least for me, it's not like, oh, Kevin's leaving. Well, then, you know, forget him. For me, it's like hearing other people say, Kevin's leaving, like, you're breaking up with your girlfriend, you're never going to find another one again. Like, putting too much emphasis on his part in all of it. And I agree that it's everybody's part, but I think it's just part of the fun of just sitting back and arguing, well, who's, you know, more responsible? Me, personally, I think that the Warriors would have won more championships if Kevin never came. I'm not going to say how many or exactly how they would have done it, but I do believe that. I believe the Warriors were fine without him, and I agree that it's the best insurance policy. Now, if he leaves, that's where I think it's fine to argue and say, you know what, if he leaves, we're still going to be the Warriors. We're still going to be, and I don't think that that's so out of the question to say that without Kevin Durant, we're not, we know, we're still going to be a great team.
Good stuff all around, Ron. I mean, it's look at it this way. I wish if people were as logical as you were, we wouldn't have much of a show to do. I mean, it's the truth. Kevin Durant is a player only a fool would make an argument against. But there are so many fools in the conversation that they start to take over the conversation. And because the Warriors are so matter-of-fact, cut and dry with who they are and the talent that they have, you need some foolishness thrown into the conversation to make it interesting. And that's what we have, I think, as much as anything else going on here. And by the way, Albie, I'm a huge believer in when the conversation's interesting, you don't need gimmicks. I'm canceling today's Tuesday trifecta. I got lit lines everywhere I look. Every single time one caller drops off, another person instantly fills that line. So Tuesday trifecta postponed till next week. And guess what? You won't be missing out on anything. It'll be the exact same Tuesday trifecta that I had ready to go today. Just, we won't need it today. We're not going to have any games between now and Tuesday. So we're just postponing the whole damn thing. We're taking calls until 7 o'clock tonight. Famous Anaheim. Hello, Famous.
Yes, sir. What's up, y'all? What's up, D-Boost and Ray? I love this show, man. I hear Anaheim now down the 5 through traffic. And I'm just thinking about the dilemma between KD and the Warriors. And last call I said about talked about emotions. And, I mean, logic. I definitely do think it's a comparison between emotions and logic. When it comes to thinking about KD and the Warriors, of course, man, logical decision is if you keep them on the team, why even hate? But the emotional thing is, I keep on thinking about this with my friends all the time, where just the way he came to the Warriors, my man, just the way he came. And I think one of the talking heads said it was a weak move or something like that. And just the fact that kind of lingers in there.
Like, was it a weak move or was it a master stroke? I mean, really, like, if it's all about, like, well, those are against the codes of the street, let me ask you this. Is it a weak move for a drug dealer to get involved with the other big drug dealer in town so they can corner the drug market on every corner? That's not a weak move. That's a boss move. Kevin Durant made a boss move, but there are so few bosses in the world, they can't even recognize a boss move as they're watching it happen.
He wanted something in 2016, and he may want something different in 2019. That's all that's happened here. I mean, he chose free agency. It's worked out well for him. He wants to choose it again. You know, I mean, you got rich off Kevin Durant. If he goes somewhere else to do something else that you can't figure out, well, it's not up to you anyway. Enjoy what you got. And if you need, just remember how much you laugh at Oklahoma City fans for making fun of him. Do you want to be them? Choice is yours.
Here's what I do know is that Steph Curry just dropped the biggest point total in the history of a single player on the good side of a four-game sweep. It had been Kobe in 2001 with a buck 40, LeBron James in 2017 with a buck 44, Shaq at a buck 45 in 2002 NBA Finals, and Steph Curry just dropped 146 points on the Portland Trailblazers in a four-game sweep, becoming, with a 36.5 point per game average, the highest average holder in the NBA playoff history of a swept series. He now has five straight games of 30-plus points. That is a career long. And when it comes to postseason streaks, it's absurd. Steph Curry had as many or more 35-point games in that series as the following players had in their entire playoff career. Are you ready for the list? Here's the list. Ray Allen, Chris Mullin, Patrick Ewing, Adrian Dantley, Pistol Pete Maravich, James Worthy, David Robinson, Steve Nash, David Thompson, Kevin Garnett. He is now 10-0. Against Dame Lillard in the playoffs, and Steve Kerr teams are 12-1 against Portland in the playoffs. That's really unbelievable when you start looking at that 35-point streak and you start weighing it against guys that are never questioned about their playoff toughness. Never. Like, Ewing won nothing. No one ever questions his toughness. He missed a bunny layup at the end of Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals that would have put his team. Still, nobody questioned Ewing. I mean, it's absurd.
Who questions Curry's toughness?
Several people. Several people.
Okay. Who are they? And if there's only several of them amidst the millions of fans and observers of this league, then maybe the four may just be wingnuts?
Maybe that's it.
I mean, I think, look, we have this weird fixation with looking for the 50 people who hate something at the expense of the 500 people who actually think this is pretty good. And it's our problem that we focus on. I mean, again, and I love Charles Barkley. I'll watch him all day long. Whenever there's a soundbite from inside the NBA on the Warriors, it's Charles Barkley because he doesn't like the way the Warriors play, which he's entitled to do. But nobody ever says, well, Kenny Smith made a good point about it, or Shaq made a good point about it, or Ernie Johnson's got it figured out. It's 25%, but it's the 25% that says something that bothers you, that sticks with you. And I think if you're going to take the bigger view, you have to say, the majority of people do not think that Steph Curry is mentally weak. And the evidence that provides that information is clear to a vast majority of people.
The Warriors ain't got no chance of winning without Kevin Durant.
This series?
There you go.
Okay, so are you going to be irritated by the 5% of people who say the thing that bother you? Or are you going to say, well, he's 5%?
I think it's the 5% that are so convinced that, again, remember, it's like everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but not their own facts. There are now facts that support Steph Curry's dominance, which should change the goofy opinion that so many people have decided, well, I think I'm going to hang my career on this hook because no one else is hanging out on it. I can stake this corner all for myself.
Well, life doesn't work that way. And people change their minds reluctantly, if at all. And with something as subjective as Durant v. Curry or Curry's toughness, there's always going to be, 10% who aren't going to buy it because they choose not to buy it. I don't know what there is that Stephen Curry has failed to do that allows for that argument. But I'm also willing to accept the fact that nothing is unanimous, nothing is 100%, and rather than be irked by the 10%, I'll go do something else. We're in control of our own irritation.
888-957-9570. If you are on hold, I'm getting to you next segment. That is a promise I make to all of you on hold right now. If you'd like to get in the queue, 888-957-9570. We're taking you up till 7 o'clock tonight. We've got a game at Oracle Park, which means right now we're taking you to traffic on 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
You know, Ray was just talking about how it's tough to change people's opinions, and it definitely is. I got a guy in the text line saying, Damon, is your Pete Rose Hall of Fame opinion ever going to change? Well, my position on Pete Rose is not an opinion. My position on Pete Rose is agreeing with the facts as they're currently presented in front of us. He has been asked to serve a lifetime ban, and I believe he should. I also believe that the day Pete Rose dies, his name should be added back to the ballot, and he should be eligible for enshrinement and should be enshrined the very next year. He will have paid his penalty. He will have lived his... It's like Jon Snow. He said he was going to be in the Night Watch for his entire life, and then he lost his life. And then when he came back to life, he's like, I already gave you that life. It's good. So my opinion on Pete Rose isn't an opinion. I'm agreeing with the rules as they're stated. I'm not comparing one player to another. I'm not trying to tell you that Pete Rose is better or more of a criminal than anyone else and that he should be hit. I'm just talking about him. By the way, the Sharks got back into this game when Ray went to the bathroom, and as soon as Ray went back into the studio, the Blues take a two-goal cushion again. It is 3-1 Blues over Sharks.
I'm sure the two events are related.
I think so. I think it is. By the way, we got a good NBA game going on right now. It looks like a 9-point lead for the Toronto Raptors. About 90 seconds left to play. 59-50. They're leading Milwaukee. Could even that series 2 games each. 888-957-9570. I told you if you were on hold, we were going to get to you in this call segment. I'm a man of my word. We begin with Rick, South City. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Jake.
Thanks for taking my call. I went to work at 7 o'clock this morning. You guys keep talking about the safety, Kevin Durant, you know, against Milwaukee or Toronto.
Hey, you could have gone to work 7 months ago, Rick, and we might have been talking about the same thing. I mean, it's kind of a big deal, you might have noticed.
No, it is a big deal. Durant's one of the best players in the NBA. But when you got four great players on the same team, you know, only one person could go for 35 points or 40 points a game, you know. And, you know, Durant was that guy. And then now that he's out, here comes Steph Curry, the, you know, two-time MVP, unanimous MVP, you know, showing up.
Right, and people try to, I think people try to equate, you know, like, oh, look at how much Steph Curry's banner unfurls when Kevin Durant is out of his way. Well, look, of course his usage rate is going to go through the roof. I mean, the guy who's interested in sharing the ball turns into someone who's interested in shooting it a little bit more when Durant's not around. Duh.
Well, the greater point is not who gets the 35. It's that the 35 gets got. I mean, That's the important thing. It doesn't matter if Klay Thompson gets the 35. It doesn't matter if Alphonso McKinney gets the 35. Durant's numbers are going to be accounted for by other players on this team when it's playing well, in the same way that Curry's numbers would be if he was out, or Thompson's numbers if he was out. When the Warriors are playing at full capability, the identity of the leading scorer or the leading rebounder or the leading assist person is irrelevant to the fact that those things happen, and it doesn't matter at whose hand. That's the only point to be made.
Dave Walnut Creek. Hello, Dave.
Hey, just wanted to correct Ralph on a few things, or Rado on a few things. First of all, the Lakers, 60 years of excellency, but the Celtics just happened to be around at the beginning. No, the first five of the Lakers happened in the early 50s, before the Celtics dynasty. You're welcome. Secondly, everything doesn't have to be an argument. As grown-ups, we can debate. I'm not saying that we're better with Durant or without Durant. What I'm saying is we're a different team. My preference is I like ball movement. I don't like the ISO game. I respect his game, but it's changed the Warriors who they are fundamentally. I want to keep him around, but if he leaves, I have no objection to him leaving. It's a business. If the Warriors traded him when he didn't want to be traded, we wouldn't have any problems with it. So if he decides to go, I hope he's successful until he faces us. I have no grudges against KD. He's given us, what, almost 300 great games, giving himself to us. So there you go.
Dave, you are well too adjusted to call into a sports talk radio show. Do you realize that?
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
You are well too adjusted. You're too mature to call in to a sports talk radio show. You bring way too much logic to the discussion. Shame on you.
He's also not the guy I'm offended by. I mean, just again, it's somebody else's. This is my viewpoint. Fine, you get to have a viewpoint, but he wasn't making the argument that Durant was better or worse.
Right.
I mean, and that's all I'm saying. He said everything I've said, but I'm the guy. So, fine. Have a good day.
Don, Bay Bridge. Hello, Don.
Hi, what up, D. Bruce Rado. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to go across a few things. Rado, I seen your show on about the 49er legends. It was awesome. I liked it. And D. Bruce, I like everything you're saying. If Durant goes, he goes. You know what? Somebody else step up. I think they need a journeyman to come off the bench, go straight to the hole when Curry's resting. That's something different. Someone who's aggressive, go to the hole. That's for next year. And I can't wait for the Warriors to win the championship in another parade because Lo Neal in the morning is going to put up $4,000 and have an open bar if the Warriors win. So I can't wait.
Wait a minute. Wait. Open bar, $4,000 for where? For who?
That'll cover about a half an hour.
All the fans.
I mean, $4,000, that's like saying today I'll be buying 3 drinks. I mean, that's open bar and your tab stops at $4,000? That's 20 minutes.
Yeah, I guess he's going to keep the car running.
I guess so. Good God. Most expensive aspect of my wedding was that open bar. Yikes.
Well, yeah, because you kept drinking.
Seriously, that bad boy was north of 10K. $4,000?
Well, you've been married a lot longer than he's kept the bar open.
I guess so. I mean, the wedding was fun, but man. Cindy, San Leandro. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Ray,
ma'am.
I just want to tell you, you make so much sense in your analysis of what people are saying. And, you know, when you go back, there was an article that was written about Curry and about his journey from when he was in high school to what his mom told him when he was having challenges, when they were the newspaper was writing so many articles that were negative about Curry, and it talks about, you know, the strength of his mind and his character to get where he's at. And you know, to me, the fans should really get on the bandwagon. We're making history. This is exciting times for the Warriors. Kevin Durant, I just saw an article quickly on my phone that said his agent said that he's 100% undecided what he's going to do. I think that's great. I hope we still have a chance of keeping him. I also want to say, was there any reason why the Terry Stotts last night didn't keep with Myers Leonard in the second when he only got 5 extra points to add to his 25 that he had?
Well, he was on the floor. He just wasn't nearly as effective in that second half.
The Warriors took it upon themselves to remove him from the debate.
Yeah, they slowed
that
him.
That's just basketball. That wasn't, I don't think it was Terry Stotts saying, you know, the hot hand, we don't want that.
I will say this, though. Myers Leonard threw down the hardest dunk he'll ever throw down in his life, Mama Chewbacca style, right on Draymond Green. Like, that was pretty good. I mean, Myers Leonard, have a night, why don't you? Cindy brought up the fact Rich Kleiman was talking. What do you know? We got that sound. Here he is talking to the Wall Street Journal about Kevin Durant's decision process.
What you're saying is that this has not been decided. There's no hidden handshake agreement.
No.
With the New York Knicks?
No,
nothing like that.
No.
Okay. All right.
That is 100% undecided, and I'm waiting on Kevin. You know, that's the truth. I think there's a feeling that this thing is like war games, and everybody's kind of like
playing a role.
Yeah, playing chess like years out. But when somebody gets to the level of basketball that he's at,
yeah,
you can't juggle focus like that. There's so many things he's juggling too. He's not scripting his future while he's playing the way he plays and practices the way he practices.
Julian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Julian. No dice, Julian. Could have been great. We could have had something. What'd you think about Rich Kleiman?
Well, he got to play with the language a little by saying no handshake is undecided. Well, handshake doesn't have an indecision. It either exists or it doesn't. The handshake doesn't exist because that is tampering. That could basically force the NBA to say, okay, you're not going to the New York Knicks. We're taking that off the table because that's tampering. So do I believe that no agreement has been made? Yes, I do. Do I believe that Kevin Durant has not made up his mind? I have no idea. Do I believe that if he wants to go somewhere, he wants to go for non-basketball reasons? I've always held that because the best basketball deal is here. The best in basketball money deal is here. If there's something else that he needs, then he will go somewhere else. But in terms of basketball and basketball salary, the Warriors are the only choice.
888-957-9570. This is Glenn calling from Glen Allen. Hello, Glenn.
Hi, how are you doing? Dan, it's been a long time since I talked to you.
Glenn, good to hear you again. It has been a long time.
Yeah. Ray said something I just really disagree with, and that is, Ray, you said that it didn't make any difference who scored those 35 points that Durant used to make. It just, the only thing that mattered was that they got. And that's absurd. If no points, runs, field goals, whatever, were attributed to people, we wouldn't care. We're not cheering for statistics. We cheer for people. And to say that it doesn't matter, the only thing that matters is points got, is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous, because the 35 points is about whether you win or not. How you value them after that is entirely up to you. But the 35 points matters as a thing. And it matters as a thing on the scoreboard, which is the first thing that anybody's going to go to. If you need somebody specific to score the 35 points, then you're taking the argument to a different place. Not the argument, I shouldn't say that. You're taking the issue to a different place, which doesn't have anything to do with the simple matter of winning or losing. And that's the only point I was making.
When we come on back, there's one segment left. It'll be brief before we get you out to Tittle and Shasky, who are coming up next.
I like brief.
Another call and a story about a farmer who sawed off his own leg with a pocket knife. That sounds like something anyone might do to get away from Ray. You won't have to. The show ends at 7 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game.
Finally, Steph Curry and the Warriors will face someone other than the Cavaliers.
Not five, not six, not seven.
Will it be Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks?
Giannis on the break.
Or Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors? It all starts next Thursday, only on 95.7 The Game.
Get where you're going on Uber. No stress, no muss, no worries, and a lot of great people to meet along the way. Those great people are Uber drivers. They're there with an immaculate car, bringing you where you need to go safely. They know the right way to go. Well, hopefully they know the right way to go. That's what we're really looking for here in San Francisco. Not someone who's necessarily following the app, but someone who knows a street or two. I love Uber drivers. They usually are Johnny on the spot when it comes to a little chit-chat, a little music, or a little, hey, I see you're in your phone, and it's time for me to leave you alone so you can work on something. Make your calls, send your emails, get back to text thanks to Uber. It's like you get to extend your office hours. The half an hour that it might take for you to get in, you're not driving, you're just sitting in the back, relaxing and going. I use Uber all the time. I've met some incredible drivers. It is time to say thank you, Uber drivers. Without you, we wouldn't be going where we need to go.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
When you punch a ticket to a fifth straight NBA Finals appearance, it'll dominate a show. Obviously, we've been talking about the Warriors almost wall-to-wall every single segment here today on 95.7 The Game. Which means we haven't even had the chance to get to the fact that OTAs are officially open.
and not a good thing for the San Francisco 49ers right off the rip. Nick Bosa couldn't finish his first practice after tweaking a hamstring. Raheem Mostert had to redo of the surgery to repair a broken forearm, adding another month to his recovery. Matt Breida has a slightly torn pec. He's going to miss the entirety of OTAs. Fred Warner had a cleanup procedure in his knee. I guess that's good. He's getting better, but he's going to miss all of OTAs going into his sophomore year. Garrett Celek is still in concussion protocol from last season. My goodness, that's a rough start for a first day of OTA injury report.
Well, that's why I keep saying, you know, things happen to teams, which is why you don't go from 4 wins to 10 automatically. I mean, it just, it's true, it's May. The one thing that really concerns me is Garrett Celek, because that sounds to me like he's done.
It's a long time to have concussion-like symptoms.
You know, and, you know, I mean, the thing about football is, if you haven't been able to shake that in 5 months, I don't know that it's worth going back. You shouldn't want something so badly that you're willing to trade in the last 30 years of your conscious life.
Bob Melvin just said that Chris Davis is going to go on the injured list. So another reason to pay even less attention to Bay Area baseball. He's one of the more interesting players that we have to tune into at any point in time. If there's one guy who officially has the right to hate the Golden State Warriors with every fiber of his body, that person is Rodney Hood. Have you seen this one? Rodney Hood has been swept out of the playoffs by the Warriors for a third straight year in a row on 3 different teams. Whenever he goes to better himself, getting past the Warriors, he finds himself in the same situation. He's an unrestricted free agent this summer. And all I can tell you, Rodney, if you can't beat him, join him. It's time for Rodney to be a Golden State Warrior.
The value of that, though, is you could say, it's not me. It's the you.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. I've done everything I can.
Yeah.
I'm still getting swept. Let's go to Shomik in Belmont. Final call today. Shomik, what you got?
Hey, Damon. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love your show. Very compelling.
Thanks, man.
So here's what I'm thinking. If you look at the sample size of the games that we won without KD, it's just 5.5. But people forget that he's been with the team for 3 years and the amount of games that he's won for us. And like you said earlier, Curry is just one roll of an ankle away. God forbid that happens. So I can't understand why people, as foolish as it seems, would say that the Warriors would be better off without KD.
It's crazy. It's like because people are only thinking about things under operating with zero going wrong. Like, nobody has that rainy day plan that they come forward with when we're talking about, oh, this, I wish the team were built like this. Okay, well, what if it's raining all over your team? Would you like it built differently then? And of course the answer is yes. It's just, to talk about the Warriors being better without Kevin Durant is to admit that you are radically misinformed about how delicate a string this all hangs on, even when you are assembled as the most all-star laden starting five in the history of the game. It's still delicate. It is.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, look, the whole point behind getting Durant was to have depth at the top of your lineup.
Right. And it's, hey, instead
I mean,
of winning,
here, you know, we've seen teams succeed by taking Curry away from us. We've seen teams succeed by taking Green or taking Thompson. So what if we bring in a fourth guy, a fourth elite guy, and just say, okay, let's see how many you could take away now. I mean, this was a take a great team and make it better by adding a great player, not just a guy to give you bench depth. It's basically like standing the depth argument on its head and saying, no, we're going to rebuild from the top. And all of a sudden, now you've got better and better. And there's no evidence that suggests that they're worse with Durant. I mean, that's the thing. If you want to say they're more fun without Durant, that's an aesthetic judgment. Otherwise, no.
Would you like to end the show with 30 seconds of abject horror?
I'm always good for that.
Kurt Kaiser, a 63-year-old Nebraska farmer, became stuck in a piece of equipment and sawed his own leg off with a pocket knife to escape. He got caught in a corn hopper. It started crunching his leg. He said the only way out would be to lose the limb. He said, quote, "I could really feel it cutting the nerves. I thought for sure I would pass out, but somehow something told me to keep going, and I did what I had to do." He then crawled 150 feet back to his own house after cutting off his leg with a pocket knife to call 911, and here he is living to tell the tale.
How did he not bleed to death?
How do you not bleed out? Well, exactly.
I mean, that's...
an artery. Like, you opened your femoral artery, and you're a Nebraska farmer. How quickly were they able to get ambulance to you?
I'll tell you what. There's a part of me that says this has to be false. It just doesn't, I mean... Yeah, I'm cutting my leg off with a pocket knife. You know, I mean, sir, I'm not passing out, and I am indeed cutting my femoral artery.
He does,
and
look
I'm
like
going to crawl.
He looks like a tough SOB. He really does.
Oh no, you know. But again, I suspect that in a couple of days, and I don't suspect this. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Good news, Ray. You don't have to cut off any limb to leave right now.
Yay! I'm going to hop to the car.
Thanks so much to Ethan Sherwood Strauss, Matt Barnes for joining us, Albi, Elena, merci beaucoup. Sports don't build character, they reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
The Warriors ain't got no chance of winning without Kevin Durant.
This is who I am. I'm Kevin Durant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.